Welcome to Rosie's Pantry, Food for Thought, with Pastor Rose. This podcast is designed to share words of encouragement and hope. So let's see what's stored up in the pantry today. The world is full of hurting people. The need to free oneself from the incredible pains inflicted through life is increasing to desperate proportions. The increase of substance abuse, the need for good, positive guidance and direction, the violence in homes and schools, there's that lack of financial stability, the increase in the cost of medicine, in medical care, that pain of lost relationships, and then there's fear of new relationships. And to top it off, we're infested with a political system that doesn't even speak to the heart of its people. Greed and self-abasement has become the norm of the day. And let us not forget the lack of love and respect for one another has increased to a level of ridiculous. In the Gospel of Matthew, it teaches us, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold, but he or she who stands firm to the end will be saved. The way we treat one another can be destructive and self-centered and create emotional wounds that make us afraid to love and trust again. And it does not matter. It doesn't matter who you are. The less you feel love, the more pain we inflict on each other. During this season of Christmas, while some families feel secure and peaceful, there are other families that are experiencing hate and resentment among one another. While there's families that feel bond lifting and affirming each other, there are some that are distant and discourage each other. I want to encourage you today by saying, no matter the pain or the agony, you can turn your pain or agony into power. Holding on to past hurts and past pain will not heal you. Unresolved issues that lack in that linger in the back of your mind can become a tormenting annoyance that will consume you. Holding on to conflicting issues will dominate your attention. It can become the focus of your thoughts. It can render you incapable of giving your full attention to the present. Why? Because you're stuck in that pain. Growing up in a dysfunctional environment, I had no pain. Pain inflicted by family, pain inflicted by friends, pain that was inflicted by coworkers. But I've learned through the years that pain is unavoidable at times, but torment is optional. You can choose not to allow that past or present hurt or pain. You can choose whether to let it torment you and hold you hostage. Colossians teaches us, for in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and you have been given fullness of Christ, who is the head over every power and authority. In other words, because of Jesus Christ's death and resurrection for our sins, we have what it takes. You had the power to get the job done. You had the power to accomplish your goal. You had the power to do what you desire to do to the best of your ability. And you have an inner power of knowing that you are not only worthy, but also capable of doing whatever God places in your heart to do. Your power. As a follower of Jesus Christ is more effective than the power of any ordinary person. It is in Christ's presence that makes your power extraordinary and effective and awesome. Yes, you are awesome. Our Lord promises to work not only in you, but also through you. You are the hands and the feet to accomplish God's purpose on this earth. Therefore, we are confident in this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. Turning your pain into power means that you understand that power is something that you already have. And there are people, to be honest, there are people inflicting pain in such a manner that we call them bullies. But we will always have bullies in this world. Some people think bullies exist only in the school year, but I want you to know there are adult bullies terrorizing today. There are bullies that try to tear us down, bullies that try to tear you down. There are bullies in your homes and on your job, bullies even in the church. When we look at the role of a bully is nothing more than a person who is habitually cruel and overbearing, especially to smaller or weaker people. Bullies have an intimidating behavior. I read an article years ago from the University of Chicago Press where sociologists in their article, Crime and Justice, they had created a formula for bullying. They say that bullying is a desire to hurt plus a hurtful action plus a power imbalance plus, and typically, repetition, plus an unjust use of power, plus evident enjoyment by the aggressor and a sense of being oppressed on the part of the victim. The Message translation teaches us in Isaiah, when God spoke to the children of Israel about their adversaries, he gave them this assurance. It says, count on it. Everyone who had it in for you will end up out in the cold, real losers. Those who work against you will end up empty-handed, nothing to show for their life. When you go out looking for your old adversaries, you won't find them. Not a trace of your old enemies, not even a memory. That's right, the scripture says, because I, your God, have a firm hand on you, and I'm not letting go. I'm telling you, don't panic. I'm right here to help you. Powerful. This is the same promise God gives us today as his children. The pain caused by bullies no longer has influence over us because God, through Jesus Christ, will help you. You have within you a true power that is an inner quality, not marked by rule, not dominated by regulation, not imposed by a protective relationship, but marked by the blood of Jesus Christ. This power, it's like, imagine steel girders in a building that holds it up against any form of pressure. You can't even see those girders because they're covered, but you know it's there, holding up that building to be able to withstand storms and shaky ground. That's true power. It's also like a power of character, a person with fortitude and resolve, with determination and self-confidence and courage. It's a power that a man or woman knows that is within oneself, regardless of their circumstances or situation. True power causes a person to think, I have what it takes. True power causes others to say, I am more than a conqueror. No matter what people may say, you have what it takes. No matter what family may say, you can achieve. To one man, it may be having what it takes to resist, to endure, to persist, and simply to just survive. To a woman, it may mean meaning that you have what it takes to train and to win the victory. To another person, it may mean to have the courage to last for the long haul or to have the courage to let go and move on. To have what it takes also means I have the authority to take it. I have the authority. And this authority refers to the fact that as a person of God, I have the right and privilege to function to my maximum full potential in God's purpose and plan for my life and for this world. And when I speak of the world, I'm not just talking about the world of many nations, but the world that is around and within you, your world in your life, your world in your home, your world on your job, your world in your school. You have authority, authority with integrity, authority with love. And this authority flows from God, our Creator. We live on the resurrection side of the cross. Our authority comes from the Father through our belief in Jesus Christ, who tells us in his word that he has empowered us with the Holy Spirit that is with us and keeps us. Jesus told his followers that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And he told them, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to all the ends of the world. And that same power applies in us today. People need to see this power, and they need to see it with love. We are to go and do as God's Spirit teaches us. Our lives are no longer our own. Our pain has no control over us. Disappointment has no appointment with you. Despair has no hold over you. With authority and power, you can defeat the enemy in the name of Jesus. With a mustard seed faith, you can say to a mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Because of God's power within you, sickness is healed in the name of Jesus. Because of God's power within you, minds are cleared in the name of Jesus. Because of God's power within you, churches are renewed in the name of Jesus. Because of God's power within you, relationships are mended in the name of Jesus. Because of God's power within you, fears are calmed in the name of Jesus. Because of God's power within you, the weak become strong in the name of Jesus. No weapon. Repeat after me, no weapon formed against me shall ever prosper because of the name of Jesus. You are blessed and a blessing. Be a blessing to others. Be a joy to others. And be a joy and a blessing to yourself. God bless you and God keeps you. This is my prayer. This is Rosie's Pantry, Food for Thought. If you'd like to support this program, you can donate through PayPal at R. Booker Jones. That's at R. Booker Jones through PayPal. Again, I appreciate everyone that is listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. Until next time, have a blessed day.